Meteorologist Jordan Evans.
The warm weather pattern starts today. Temperatures on the way into the 80s this afternoon. A few clouds out there this morning. We're in the 50s and we'll start to climb quickly with that sunshine. Mostly sunny for the afternoon. Just a few passing clouds and potentially a shower over the higher terrain. Lows tonight into the 60s and warm again for your Monday. I'm 7 News Meteorologist Jordan Evans at the First Alert Weather Center.
57 degrees in Arlington, 56 in Gaithersburg, 57 here outside the WTOP studios.
This is WTOP News. Facts matter.
This hour of news is brought to you by Lido Pizza. Lido Pizza never cuts corners.
Good Sunday morning. I'm Lynn Bowie, and coming up, a man is dead after a stabbing outside Audi Field.
Day four for a student protest at GW over the situation in the Mideast. I'm Dick Iuliano.
A pair of shootings in the district leaves one person dead.
A local bougie bodega closes its doors in D.C. This is Kyle Cooper.
A new survey finds a high percentage of parents are lonely. I'm Jenny Glick.
Stay with us. It is 9 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Peter King. The latest round of tornadoes in the Midwest has been destructive and now deadly, with the first confirmed fatality overnight in Sulphur, Oklahoma, southeast of Oklahoma City. There's a trail of destruction in and near Omaha. Stacy Rowe's home is now gone.
This was our forever home. We've moved twice in the last 2 years, and we were supposed to be done. And we came home, and there was no home to really come to.
Forecasters say more rough weather is ahead today from Texas to Michigan. Hamas has released video showing two hostages, including Israeli-American Keith Siegel and Israeli Omri Maron. The BBC's Ann Foster says Maron's father saw it almost by accident.
He said he was sitting having coffee with someone and talking about his grandchildren when the man that he was talking to held his phone and said, look, they've released a video of Omri.
Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas is heard through an interpreter telling an economic forum in Riyadh that an attack on Rafah would be disastrous.
And here the biggest catastrophe in the history of the Palestinian people would happen. We hope that Israel will not attack. We call on the United States of America to ask Israel to not carry out the Rafah attack because America is the only country able to prevent Israel from committing this crime.
Now the 2020s, of course, are looking a lot like the 60s with campus unrest as students protest the Gaza war. The latest from CBS's Bradley Blackburn.
At Northeastern University in Boston Saturday, more than 100 demonstrators were arrested. In Indiana, state troopers in riot gear arrested dozens of protesters who ignored orders to take down tents. And in Los Angeles Saturday night, the University of Southern California closed its campus to anyone but residents after protesters returned to the school. The LAPD issued a tactical alert.
Now, the White House Correspondents' Dinner is traditionally a time when presidents poke fun at themselves and the opposition. President Biden did both last night.
Of course, the 2024 election is in full swing. And yes, age is an issue. I'm a grown man running against a six-year-old.
In a social media post, Donald Trump calls the president's monologue an absolute disaster. Another honor for Oscar-winning actor Nicole Kidman at age 56. She's one of the youngest recipients for the American Film Institute's Lifetime Achievement Award. Previous recipients include Betty Davis, Gene Kelly, Sidney Poitier, Denzel Washington, and Tom Hanks.
When I saw the list, I was like, absolutely, just great. Whatever you think, if you think I'm worthy, then I will jump in. And I love film.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
9:03 a.m. Sunday morning, April 28, 57 degrees as we work into a summer-like day. Good morning, I'm Michael Toscano, and now to the top local stories we are following for you this hour. A man is dead after a stabbing outside Audi Field. D.C. police responded at about 6:30 last night, and when they arrived, they found a man with several stab wounds. The victim was taken to the hospital, where he later died. A suspect is in custody. The incident happened about an hour before last night's D.C. United Major League Soccer game against the Seattle Sounders. It didn't affect the kickoff time at Audi Field, and the team is working with investigators. Students on the campus of George Washington University are in the fourth day of a protest today over the situation in the Middle East. WTOP's Dick Uliano reports their demands include an end to disciplinary action against seven students.
Students want some of their fellow protesters reinstated by George Washington University.
Seven students were charged with interim suspensions. Each student was given nine charges.
Rafi El-Havashi, a GW junior, says the university acted egregiously, suspending the students and barring them from campus.
We want those charges to be dropped immediately.
The university says several students have been suspended for violating university policies. Georgetown PhD student Samir Saeed says the protests will go on.
University students are here, but we also have community leaders. We have professors that are here.
Schools taking part include GW, Georgetown, George Mason, Gallaudet, American, Howard, and Maryland at College Park in Baltimore. Dick Uliano, WTOP News.
There was a brief lockdown at American University last night after students said they saw a man brandishing a weapon. It happened around 6 at Nebraska Avenue and Ward Circle, and shortly after, police did arrest a suspect. D.C. police detectives are also having their hands full after a pair of shootings, one of them deadly. The first happened around 11:30 Friday night along Connecticut Avenue near DuPont Circle after an inside dispute spilled outside. Investigators say at least 6 people were hurt, 5 of them hospitalized but expected to be okay. Police identified the suspect as 29-year-old Renwell Mantock of Hyattsville. A weapon was recovered at the scene. Less than 3 hours later, officers responded to a second shooting at a restaurant on U Street in Northwest. 43-year-old Kenneth Goines of Salisbury, Maryland, had been shot several times and killed inside that restaurant. Police are looking for 2 suspects in that incident. It's 9:06. After 3 years of offering more upscale items in their neighborhood corner stores, Foxtrot has shut down in D.C.
All 6 stores in the D.C. area and the rest of the company's stores in Chicago and Dallas shut down Tuesday. Kyle Young was the manager of the Georgetown store.
It's still really tough for me to accept that a decision like this could be made that would affect so many people without a fair warning. It's really tough.
The stores offering imported wines, made-to-order meals, and locally sourced vegan treats were popular around here. The company said in a statement it explored many ways to stay open but couldn't find a viable option. The company has about 1,000 employees across the country. Kyle Cooper, WTOP News.
D.C. is cracking down on drivers who pass stopped school buses. WTOP Scott Gelman reports the city is using cameras to catch cars that aren't stopping.
Initially, 25 of the city's over 600 school buses will have stop arm cameras. Starting Monday, drivers who pass a school bus with its stop signs activated will get a warning.
It's really difficult to capture violators if you're relying on NPD to happen to be there when it happens.
Sharon Kirschbaum is acting director of D.C.'s Department of Transportation.
When a vehicle passes a school bus that has stopped and the stop arm is extended and the lights are flashing, we capture a video of the vehicle.
2 people will then review the video before a ticket is issued. After 45 days, drivers who are caught passing a stopped bus will get a $500 fine.
We're really enthusiastic about the impact it's going to have for our school buses and our vulnerable riders on those buses.
Scott Gelman, WTOP News.
And coming up on WTOP, artificial intelligence, is that smart for the music industry? Money news ahead on WTOP. Traffic and weather in 30 seconds.
Now is the perfect time to start on your next success. When you apply to University of Maryland Global Campus by May 31st, you'll pay no application fee. An accredited state university, UMGC offers online and hybrid courses. Plus, you can earn up to 90 credits toward a bachelor's for prior learning and work experience, or transfer up to 12 credits toward a master's. Get your app fee waived through May 31st. Learn more at umgc.edu. Certified to operate in Virginia by CHEV.
Michael & Son's Precision AC Tune-Up for only $49.
Michael & Son.
Traffic and weather on the 8th, we go to Mary DePompa in the WTOP Traffic Center.
All righty, thanks, Michael. And we will mention real quickly again that that dense fog advisory has been extended to portions of our listening area. Watch for dense fog if you encounter that. Be sure to have all of your lights on, you have extra stopping distance, and you use your low beams. We're checking on the Beltway. Our only one issue was on the interloop. They found the disabled vehicle interloop going north out of the Springfield Interchange near Braddock Road. Jason from the Braddock Road exit 54. They're on the right side. Help truck on scene. Be sure to scoot over. It's the law for safety, but no big slowdowns all around the beltway. If we continue in Virginia, same with 95 between Springfield and Fredericksburg, all moving pretty well. The other big note in Virginia, the George Washington Parkway is essentially closed between Mount Vernon and Old Town. We had the three races, 10 mile, 5K, Kids Dash, all part of the PNC Parkway Classic, but these races begin and end in Old Town. So any crossing streets over the parkway to include the Beltway, there will be no access to the George Washington Parkway, probably for a few hours. Now we're checking into Maryland. Everything rolling pretty well. The crash that was 95-198 is actually 198 east at 95. One was into the guardrail, maybe help on scene, but no big delays. The WTOP newsroom is furnished by Regency Furniture. Shop Regency for the best dining, living room, bedroom sets, plus brand name mattresses. Available, affordable, never looks so good. Mary DePompa, WTOP Traffic.
Let's find out if the sunshine's going to burn away those pockets of fog as we bring in 7 News First Alert meteorologist Jordan Evans.
Tracking a warm Sunday forecast. Temperatures in the mid-80s this afternoon with mostly sunny skies, a southwest wind at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Humidity levels are low, so don't expect heat index values. It'll be more comfortable outside with the drier air. Temperatures tonight will fall into the 60s, and tomorrow, forecasting near 90 degrees for that high temperature. Still dew point staying in the 50s, so it won't be too humid out there tomorrow afternoon. Mostly sunny skies as well for your Monday. I'm 7 News meteorologist Jordan Evans at the First Alert Weather Center.
Well, we're not quite into the 60s yet, but almost. 56 degrees in Reston, 57 in Bethesda, 59 degrees at the National Mall. Brought to you by Long Fence. Save 25% on decks, pavers, and fences. 6 months, no payment, no interest. Conditions apply. Go to longfence.com. Money news at 10 and 40 past the hour. Here's Nathan Hager.
This is a Bloomberg Money Minute. Artificial intelligence is shaking up just about every business, including music. Remember when TikTok posted this deep fake of the rapper Drake without permission? At the same time, the Beatles used AI to release their last song with cleaned up vocals from the late John Lennon. So what will AI mean for the music industry?
Artists themselves are much more open to actually experimenting with this technology because they see an opportunity rather than a threat.
Oleg Stavitsky is the co-founder of Endel, a startup that makes musical soundscapes with AI.
We have already worked with a lot of established artists like Grimes, James Blake, Miguel, and others.
But Hillary Crane, chief legal officer at Creative Artists Agency, has a concern.
Whether the machines are being trained on information that is legally owned by other people who don't consent to it being used in that way.
Still, people on either side of this issue note the AI genie isn't going back in the bottle. From the Bloomberg Newsroom, I'm Nathan Hager on WTOP.
And coming up on WTOP, so the Key Bridge is gone. What might the replacement be like? It's 9:12.
Business. It's all the things that keep this world turning. And behind every one of these companies is a partner helping to keep it all moving. It's why the local flower shop and your favorite pizza joint, the startup in the stadium, hospitals and hotels, banks and restaurants nationwide, all choose the Advanced Network, Cybersecurity Solutions, and round-the-clock trusted partnership from Comcast Business, the company that powers more businesses than anyone else. Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Choose to partner with Comcast Business to get the fast, reliable internet you need to power your business. Sign up for a gig speed bundle today and get an $800 prepaid card. Call 1-800-501-6000 or go online to ComcastBusiness.com to switch today. Ends 5-6-24. Restrictions apply. New customers only with gigabit extra internet, security edge, one voice line, and connection pro or Wi-Fi pro with 2-year agreement. Call for details.
She posted about us just now.
Celebrities can't get enough of Bianna's bespoke skincare line.
She has 147 million followers. How do we monetize?
She needs a social media associate to help her with the hype.
We should repost this. Do we need a hashtag?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
A Gain Scent Bead story. Jim was at the laundromat when he heard... His ear said, "Maraca, senor," but his nose said, "Hey, freshest scent ever." following his nose, Jim found a man pouring a bottle of Gain Scent Beads into the washer. The scent, the freshness. Jim blurted, "Sir, your scent maracas smell amazing." Actually, Jim, most noses call them Gain Scent Beads. Try Gain Scent Beads, way fresher than detergent alone.
Coming up, you're a parent, but even with the kids around, can you still be lonely? More from WTOP in 30 seconds.
Hey, have you heard the Virginia Lottery has a new Willy Wonka golden ticket scratcher that has a top prize of $100,000?
Tell that to my automated golden ticket scratcher apparatus. You simply put the ticket in here, and the machine scratches it for you. And while we wait, we can play the Willy Wonka golden ticket online game with a top prize of $1 million. Just visit VALottery.com or use the lottery app.
That's one impressive scratcher apparatus.
Use it whenever. What's mine is yours. But hands off the scratcher. That Willy Wonka golden ticket is all mine.
Springtime in the Washington region can feel like a TV game show. Is it going to be hot, cold, cloudy, or clear? WTOP weather updates every 10 minutes on the 8th. The closest thing to a sure thing. WTOP, Washington's top news.
It's 9:15 on this Sunday morning, maybe a good day for brunch outside. Members of Baltimore County's close-knit Latino community have constructed an elaborate memorial for the six road workers killed in the collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge. Mourners gathered at the memorial Friday evening to remind the public that even as cleanup efforts proceed on schedule and traffic resumes through the Port of Baltimore, two victims are still missing. The workers were immigrants from Mexico, Guatemala, El Salvador, and Honduras. They were filling potholes on the bridge in the early morning hours of March 26 when that container ship lost power and crashed into one of the bridge's support columns. Every day, crews working to clear the scene of the bridge debris keep in mind that they are also working on a scene where those lives were lost. But there are plans for the future, and they do include a new bridge. WTOP's Cade Ryan talked to the administrator at the Port of Baltimore on what that could look like.
Jonathan Daniels, the executive director of the Maryland Port Administration, says it's not just about how the new Key Bridge would look, but how it would function, including taking into account the size of the ships that come into the Port of Baltimore. The original Key Bridge was built long before the massive container ships of today became standard.
Department of Transportation right now is working on what that ultimately means. Is it a width issue? Is it a height issue? But ultimately, all of that plays into a cost issue as well. If you go higher and the spans begin to move out a little bit, what are the environmental considerations and what are the cost considerations associated with that?
Tuesday, Governor Wes Moore said in a news conference that the state will move aggressively, but that there are no details yet on what the design will look like. Kate Ryan, WTOP News.
It can certainly keep you busy when you're raising a child or children, but WTOP's Jenny Glick tells us that can actually contribute to feeling lonely.
Two-thirds of parents polled by Ohio State University reported experiencing isolation and loneliness. 62% reported feeling burned out, and close to 80% said they would like more connections with other parents. Researcher Kate Gollig tells the NBC Today show,
parents that identify as having burnout often are also identified as being very lonely.
How to counteract loneliness? Experts suggest trying to find other parents to connect with at school, online, or in parenting groups based around activities you enjoy. And it's okay to come clean if you're having a rough day. Jenny Glick, WTOP News.
9:17 now. A quick look at the top stories we're following at WTOP. Campus protests against Israeli actions in the war in Gaza continue across the nation and in our area. In the war, Hamas says it is reviewing a new Israeli proposal for a ceasefire. Egypt has beefed up efforts, meanwhile, to broker a deal to end the months-long war and stave off the planned Israeli ground offensive into Rafah. Keep it here for full details on these stories in the minutes ahead. Traffic and weather on the 8th. Good morning, Mary DePompa in the WTOP Traffic Center.
All righty. Good morning, Michael. And we're going to start out on the Beltway. We've had one issue, and had is the operative word. On the inner loop of the Beltway, as you pass Braddock Road exit 54, our help truck is clearing the scene. The vehicle is now cleared that was disabled. So back to the Beltway, having nothing completely on it moving well, and that's both in Virginia and in Maryland. We'll continue on the Virginia side. A new wreck out of Fredericksburg. They were running Route 3 near Washington Square Plaza. Or watch for any response there. Both directions, first report was southbound. The big story in Virginia, The George Washington Parkway closed from Old Town Alexandria, where they begin and end their three events. It's going to be a 10-mile, 5K, and a kid's dash, but they closed the parkway from Old Town through Mount Vernon in both directions, so no crossing as well. That means no access from the Beltway to the George Washington Parkway, and this is due to the Parkway Classic now underway. We'll move into Maryland. A new crash is being reported in Camp Springs, Route 5 Branch Avenue, Allentown Road, or Allentown Road Branch Avenue. Watch at that whole interchange for responders. They were on their way to the scene. 97, they found the work crew. Listener did, heading 97 South, Glen Burnie. After 695, you're still staying to the left to get by. You don't need a job site. You need a hiring platform. Indeed lets you schedule and contact virtual interviews all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credit. Mary DePompa, WTOP traffic.
Well, spring has certainly arrived. In fact, maybe it'll even be a little summery today. Let's find out as we bring in 7 News First Alert meteorologist Jordan Evans. Good morning, Jordan.
Hey, good morning. Yeah, temperatures will look like summer, but good news is humidity won't feel like July, so heat index values won't be a problem over the next few days. But with these temperatures climbing, our first round of several hot days in a row, we'll want to remember those heat precautions, water, shade, and sunscreen for the outdoor plans. Limit time outside during the early afternoon, UV index at level 8 this time of year, so your burn time at 20 minutes. Again, we're getting closer to summer, and eventually these warmer temperatures will be more common. As we track storm chances, we'll wait until Tuesday, and even then, it's just a slight chance at 20 to 30%. High pressure and control will keep the heat around through most of the week. 80s will eventually go away by next weekend, with average temperatures returning into the 70s. Fog this morning continuing to burn off. The dense fog advisory expires at 10 o'clock now for Loudoun County, parts of Prince William County. Again, some dense fog out to our west, but most of that is starting to go away with the sun coming up. 63 now, Tysons, Germantown at 62, and Bethesda, 61.
Thank you so much, Jordan Evans. Brought to you by Lem the Plumber Heating and Air. Trusted same-day service, 7 days a week. Coming up on WTOP, a fatal car crash in Manassas is resulting in charges. More news in 60 seconds.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency on earth, and if you owe back taxes, the news isn't good. The IRS is raising the interest rate it charges on unpaid taxes, and further rate hikes are expected. Most people don't know it, but the IRS adds interest charges to your tax debts daily. So if you owe the IRS today, you'll owe even more tomorrow. And it doesn't stop until you get right with the IRS. The good news is getting right can start with one phone call to Optima Tax Relief, America's number one tax relief firm. Optima's tax professionals specialize in the Fresh Start Initiative, a powerful IRS program that can save you thousands if you qualify. In fact, the experts at Optima have resolved over $1 billion in tax debt for their clients. Call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-893-4133. That's 800-893-4133. 800-893-4133.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Hypertrophic cardiomyopathy is a serious heart condition. Some symptoms include being short of breath, feeling tired, or having dizziness or chest pain. My HCM impacted how I felt and what I could do. So I asked my cardiologist about treatment advances that gave me new options. That conversation was big for me. That's why I'm working with Bristol-Myers Squibb to raise awareness about HCM and to help others like me. Talk to your cardiologist today and visit hcmrealtalk.com to learn more.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb.
You're listening to WTOP News.
It's 9:23 now. Good morning. I'm Michael Toscano. Thanks so much for being with us. One person is dead after an early Saturday morning car crash in Montgomery County. Montgomery County police officers saw a Dodge sedan speed through the intersection of Rockville Pike and Rollins Avenue about 2:30 a.m., They followed and then came across a two-car accident involving the Dodge and a Honda. The driver of the Honda, a woman, was pronounced dead on the scene. A passenger in the Dodge was injured and taken to a hospital, but the male driver of the Dodge tried to run away from the crash. He was soon picked up by police. The investigation there continues. Inside Nova reports the Community Foundation for Northern Virginia has awarded over $800,000 to 49 local organizations. The funding comes from the foundation's 2024 Community Investment Funds, Environment Fund, and Ross Roberts Fund for the Arts. Priorities of the organizations include promoting social and economic mobility, advancing racial justice and equity, supporting inclusive systems of economic growth and strengthening community resilience. For a list of the organizations getting the funds, you can go to InsideNova.com. WTOP's Ralph Fox is reporting now that there are additional charges pending after a car crash in Manassas has turned fatal.
Police in Prince William County continue to investigate an accident the afternoon of April 15th. This at the intersection of Yates Ford and Evans Ford Roads. Authorities say a Buick Roadmaster turned into the path of a Dodge Ram 2500 pickup truck. At the time, both the driver and the passenger in the Buick were hospitalized with critical injuries. A dog in that car was killed. The passenger, 32-year-old Jessica Lynn Randall, died Friday. The Buick driver, also of Manassas, is expected to survive. Police say alcohol appears to be a factor for the Buick driver. The investigation is continuing. Ralph Fox, WTOP News.
Thanks so much, Ralph. We're coming up now on 925.
Sports at 25 and 55 on WTOP.
Rob Woodfork is joining us. Good morning, Rob.
And good morning to you. The Capitals fighting for their playoff lives tonight at Capital One Arena. They're down 0-3 in their best of seven series with the New York Rangers. What needs to happen tonight to dodge a series sweep, Spencer Carberry?
I haven't minded our 5-on-5 game. We're making some mistakes on special teams. The shorthanded goals, those can't happen this time of year. We're not doing a nearly a good enough job on the power play. The puck recoveries have been a real struggle. They're pressuring O. He's having to put it on the rim. We've got to do a better job with being able to alleviate pressure.
And that is a long list. It's an 8 p.m. face-off in D.C. tonight. May they score like the Nationals did in Miami last night. 11-4 winners over the Marlins, powered by three home runs, including a Jesse Winker grand slam. The winless Patrick Corbin would love to have that kind of run support as the Nats go for a series victory at 1:40 this afternoon. The Commanders continue to draw praise for their nine-man NFL draft class. Not bad for your first time, Assistant General Manager Lance Newmark.
I thought the process went really well, especially, you know, it was a little bit condensed.